Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Alina. I hope that you are feeling, yes, drum roll please, fit and fabulous. Okay, before we start, I am super proud of myself today. I just want to blow my own trumpet and say, well done me, and give myself a pat on the back. So if you listen regularly, you know that I love, love, love swimming, and I swim in the sea pretty much every single day during the summer. And it's something that really lights me up. You may or may not know that I recommend that you do something that lights you up because it is easy to sustain. It's easy to keep going. Today, it's the end of October. I'm getting into my new winter routine. And guess what I did? I went for a run. Now, I run a little bit. I haven't run for months and months and months. So it was the first run of the season, which is why I am feeling super proud of myself. Now, does running light me up? Not quite in the same way as swimming does. I find swimming super easy. I have done a lot more swimming than I have done running. I find running hard, but I did some running today. So that's why I'm feeling super proud of myself. And the reason I carry on running or do a little bit of running is because I do have a sense of achievement after I've done it. And I know that it is a really good way of keeping fit. Oh my goodness, the hardness is doing the first run. And every time I go round, my body going, can I stop now? Can I stop now? Can I stop now? But I managed to do it. I kept going. I kept going. I'm sure I will feel sore tomorrow, but I am super proud of myself. Okay, today I want to talk to you about energy levels and asking this question, why do you feel tired? So the first question really to ask yourself is this: out of 10, how much energy do you have every single day to do the things that you want to do and need to do? Now, when I ask this question, people get a little bit confused. Your energy levels do not stay the same all day long. There might be dips and there might be troughs, and that's okay. But it's about, do you have enough energy really to lead the life that you want to do? So I was talking to one of my clients. By the way, we have new people in our group, the Positively Healthy You group. If you are interested in finding out about the group and how I can support you, making it really easy for you to transform the life, then book a call. I do 10 calls a month at the moment. So I have my spaces open for November. And if you're interested in booking a call, it will allow you to book a week in advance. So come and book a call and we will chat. So I was talking to a client about energy levels and how this client felt tired. And really, when you think about tiredness, you think about sleep and thinking, okay, what is the quality of my sleep like? Now, I'm not going to do a whole podcast on sleep. If you want to know about sleep, episode 25 I did with Dr. Zarin, we go over all the basics. So the first thing, of course, to think about when you're thinking about energy levels is sleep. And are you getting good quality sleep? Have you got a good routine? Are you waking up feeling refreshed and energized? And I would say, when people ask this question and you think, okay, I need to wake up feeling refreshed and energized, it's not like a Disney cartoon. You know, it's not like you wake out of bed singing and the birds are, you know, decorating your room for you. I would say that if you wake up, you're allowed to feel a little bit tired when you first wake up, particularly if you've got an alarm clock. Now, ideally, you don't want that to happen. But, you know, I think it takes a little bit of time to wake up, 10 minutes or so. But if you wake up and you feel tired for the first few minutes and then that sort of disappears, and then you feel like, yep, I've got enough energy to get on with my day, and it's the morning time and that's fine, and you don't find yourself reaching for coffee, I'll tell you about coffee in a minute, then that's okay. You don't have to spring out of bed like a like a, you know, small chicken. I know that I wake up and I feel a little bit stiff in the morning, actually, when I wake up. Oh my goodness, I'm getting old. But after a few minutes of walking around, I feel, okay, that's fine. Now, coffee. What did I want to tell you about coffee? So coffee is actually a healthy thing for you to drink, and it's fine to drink coffee. The issue with coffee is, are you using coffee as a bit of a crutch to wake yourself up and really masking the fact that you aren't getting enough sleep? So question, when do you have your coffee? I quite often have my coffee mid-morning. So I know that, like, I love coffee. I love the taste of coffee. And I love the sort of like caffeine buzz that I get from coffee, but I'm not doing it first thing in the morning. So I can go for an hour or 2 hours in the morning without thinking, oh my goodness, I need a coffee. Now, your body does get used to drinking coffee. So if you drink coffee every single day, your body is going to be craving coffee. It's a physiological response to coffee. So the first thing to think about with your energy levels is sleep. And as I say, if you're not sure about your sleep, then go back and listen to that podcast, episode 25, which goes into all the things that you need to think about in terms of sleep. But here's the thing, sleep is only one piece of the puzzle, and your energy levels might be low for other reasons. But guess what? I've made it easy for you with my wonderful system. I love systems. Guess what? Introducing, ta-da, the four pillars. Okay, so pillar number one, I'll go over the four pillars and then we'll talk about how they affect energy. Pillar number one, healthy eating. Pillar number two, exercise that lights you up. Here's an interesting thing. So many people say to me, oh my goodness, I do not have enough energy to go exercising. But it is the other way around. If you exercise, it gives you energy. Now, I will talk a little bit more about this, but this is the bottom line. Exercise gives you energy, not takes away energy. There's different types of energy, the sort of brain energy and physical energy. And you may be feeling a little bit like, oh, I've used my muscles. Like I feel, oh, I've used my muscles, and I can feel that I've used my rib muscles. But my brain and my body feel like, okay, I can get on. I've got energy. I can concentrate. I can do the things that I need to do today. Pillar number three, sleep. And pillar number four is emotional wellness. And this includes stress. And this is a big reason why you might feel tired. So let's just have a little quick think about pillar number one, healthy eating. Well, if you are not eating healthily, yes, it is going to make you feel tired. If you're constantly going, turning to processed foods, highly processed foods, and quick release glucose, so white refined carbohydrates like flour and bread and things like that, they give you a quick boost of energy. But really, your body wants to be able to get the energy from inside. When you're constantly giving yourself that boost of energy, actually, personally, I find that if I eat things like chocolate, I find that, yes, it gives me a little bit of energy, but afterwards I get a slump and feel like, ugh. I remember when I was working as a busy doctor, doing really long ward rounds, and we never, you know, lunch would be like hours away. And what do people bring into hospitals? They bring in chocolates, and we would eat the chocolates because there was nothing else to eat. I loved those people who bought in fruit. I was like, oh, thank goodness people have bought in fruit. But a lot of people bring in chocolate, and you would find yourself eating chocolate because it's lunchtime and you know you've still got 2 hours of work before you're going to sit down and eat something. And yeah, I would just feel sick after about half an hour. And I quickly learned not to eat chocolate in that situation. So nutrition really does affect how you feel. And so many of my clients say, do you know what? What I want is to have more energy. And actually, they start doing a reboot with me and they're like, oh my goodness, I feel so much better within a few days of cutting out junk food, white refined carbohydrates, and switching to healthy food that nourishes your body and gives your body the energy and the nutrition that your body needs. So that is pillar number two. Sorry, that's pillar number one. Pillar number two is exercise that lights you up. So here's the thing. If you are sitting for hours working, 2 or 3 hours, your brain and your body are going, oh my goodness, I'm tired. And that's like a sitting still tiredness. You know what they say? Sedentary is the new smoking. It's not good for us to sit for hours and hours and hours without moving. And yet we all do. Even I do for hours on end. It is part of modern life. We all work at computers and we sit still for a lot. So it might be that you are feeling tired because you are sitting still and either focusing a lot on your brain or just not moving your body. So solution, just add in small little bits of movement. I always say to people, if you have got an exercise watch that peeps every single hour, most of them do, they peep and they say, move your body for a little bit. Don't ignore it. Do what it says. Get up. You only have to do a two minutes. You don't have to do very much to clear those things. And then it will say, you've cleared it. And you can go, hooray. But all you need to do is walk around for a little bit, do some star jumps, get the blood flowing. Now, you can take a longer break if you want. It might be that actually you've been sat there for a long period of time, concentrating, and your brain needs a break as well. So thinking about things, you know, exercise. Exercise really is a good way of starting your day, of giving you energy. I know that when I exercise, I feel so much better. I have far more energy. Now, the exception, strangely, is walking. I do quite a lot of walking, but I don't find that walking gives me that same burst of energy as other exercise does. In fact, after I've walked, I feel tired. And as I say, I do quite a lot of walking today. And personally, I think the difference is that when you get your heart rate up, actually, you're releasing adrenaline as well. So most exercise comes with a little bit of adrenaline, and it's that adrenaline that is making you feel vigorous and, oh my goodness, I've got some energy. So it's exercise is a really good way of tapping into energy. And I would recommend small amounts of movement through the day, but also longer periods of exercise as you can do those. And I also recommend having like two or three different types of exercise that you can do, because otherwise, it gets a bit boring doing the same thing over and over again. But also, you know, seasonal things. Like I can't swim in the sea in the winter. Well, I can, but it's much, much colder and it's not as easy and fun. So I do cycling and I do running and I do different things. And I'd like to do some dancing as well, but I think that's going to have to wait till 2024. So having different types of exercise. Exercise can be anything. It can be gardening. It can be climbing stairs. It can be hoovering, as long as you're moving your body. Okay. Pillar number three is sleep. And as I've said, go and check out the other podcast. Now, pillar number four is mindset and stress. If you are feeling really stressed about something, that is going to pull your energy down. And you are going to feel depleted and like you have low batteries. So your brain and how you use your brain, whether you're using it to focus on a problem and work, or whether you're using it spinning in on its wheels and really stressing about something, is going to have an impact on the energy levels that you have. And as I say, you want 11 out of 10 energy every single day. You want to be able to do the things that you want to do. So how do you change that? Well, there's lots of different ways. Number one, I use positive intelligence, which is a really great tool to train your brain so that you can step more into ease and flow. And if you haven't listened to a podcast, I don't know what the number is, but there are several podcasts on positive intelligence. I'll do another one next week on positive intelligence as well. And other things, meditation, really useful for helping you let go of stress. So letting go of stress is really about how you think about things and how you allow your brain to sort of just calm down a little bit. Now, all four of these pillars tie into each other, because obviously if you're exercising, you're also letting go of stress. When I'm sitting there swimming and thinking about all the fish that are floating around, I'm not thinking about whatever problem I have going on with my kids or my business or anything else. So all four of those pillars add up. Now, what else did I want to say about energy, your energy levels? Now, it's personal to everybody. So I think a really good exercise to do is to write a list of things that really invigorate you and give you energy. So for me, cold water. I love cold water, whether it is going in, we have a swimming pool in the garden. So this morning after my run, I go into my swimming pool. It is cold, but I like cold and I don't stay in there very long, but it gives me energy. And the same as swimming in the sea, it gives me energy partly because I'm moving, but partly because I'm getting that cold boost as well. Whizzing down a hill on a bike gives me energy. I really enjoy doing it. So I know that movement really, really gives me energy. But you might have other things that really charge your batteries. So knowing what those are and incorporating them into your day is a key to helping you sustain your energy levels. And then another thing to be aware of, are things that decrease your energy levels. So for me, being around my kids, I love my kids to bits, but you know, they're kids and most kids spend a lot of their time in what I call negative brain. So, you know, complaining about this, complaining about that, fighting with each other, poking each other. You know, they love to do this pokety poke, pokety poke. Now, I see that as a training ground for me to keep my positive brain strong. But there comes a tipping point when I get to like, oh my goodness, I need to step away, because otherwise I know I'm going to step into negative brain as well. I'm human. This is how our brains work. So understanding those things that really deflate you, that's not the word I'm looking for, deflate you. And when you have those, you need to just be aware of them. And what you can do is limit the time for them or anticipate them. So if you can anticipate them, you can strengthen yourself a little bit. So if I know my kids are coming home from lunchtime, I might spend a few minutes just quietly, you know, being with myself and strengthening myself, putting myself into positive brain before they walk in and start yelling at me. Now, the other thing you can do if you've got things that are draining your energy is know that you put one of the energy boosters afterwards. So for example, my kids come home at lunchtime, deflate my energy, but then after that, I'm going to go for a cycle ride with my friend, increase my energy. So really, your energy levels are about you understanding how your energy level works and all the things that can impact your energy level. And I'm sure there are other things as well. And I'd love to hear what impacts your energy level. So in the Facebook group, come and tell me what increases your energy and what decreases your energy. It's a really good thing to know if you want to have good energy levels. Now, I tell you, a few things that we haven't talked about that decreased your energy are things that you may eat or drink that give you energy level that sort of like mask energy level. So I'm thinking about coffee and alcohol and sugary drinks. Now, if we take alcohol and sugary drinks, they may give you a little bit of an energy boost at that moment, but there is a payback later on. So with alcohol, you feel great the evening that you're having the alcohol. You're basically masking the fact that you need to go to sleep. Then it interrupts your sleep and you don't feel so great the next day. So there's, you know, a win and a loss. I personally feel that the loss outweighs the win, but you know, we're all adults here, you get to choose. And it's the same with sugar as well. If you're thinking that energy is really, you're going to get your energy from sugar, there's, as I said, with the eating the chocolates, there is a win and then there is a loss. And caffeine is another one. So caffeine, as I said, it masks the fact that you aren't sleeping. So it helps you feel energized by basically covering up the receptors which feel tiredness. So thinking about things like that and really being honest with yourself and thinking, okay, this invigorates me for about 5 minutes and then it decreases my batteries. So if you are finding yourself turning to sugar or caffeine or alcohol to give yourself a little bit of a boost, think about some of the other things that you can do instead to give yourself a boost. And one thing I would say is really have a look at your work schedule and think about, is the tiredness because of lack of sleep, or is it because you are pushing yourself too far and not giving yourself, your body and your mind, small breaks during the day that you need? So that's everything you need to know about energy and energy levels. So let me know what you found helpful. As I say, if you're interested in having me hold your hand and make it easy for you to make this transformation so that you have energy levels and lead your most healthy life, and if weight is an issue for you, watch the weight fall off, all in a way that is easy and fun, surprisingly easy, as my clients say, then feel free to reach out and we will chat and book a call. And I would love to chat to you. That chat really is about showing you what is involved in your transformation and giving you a roadmap so that you know. And obviously, if you're interested, I will tell you about my group program as well. Have a fabulous day, and I look forward to chatting to you again next week.